So glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. A suicide bomber killed 35 people who were standing in line waiting for their paychecks in Pakistan this morning. Police say it happened about 18 miles from the capital, Islamabad, where U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just visited last week. The United Nations says it is pulling out its non-emergency workers from northwest Pakistan. Relief could be on the way for millions of people trying to get vaccinated against H1N1. Administration officials saying that 10 million new doses of the vaccine should be available next week. The number of states reporting widespread outbreaks now has climbed to 48. In Ohio this morning, we have now learned of a seventh body that has been discovered inside a home in Cleveland. This is according to one of our affiliates there. Police are now working to identify the bodies of the women that were already found at the home. Over the weekend, police did arrest 50-year-old Anthony Soule, a convicted rapist, in connection with the case. This morning, investigators will return with a cadaver dog to search for more bodies. A coroner tells CNN it appears the women were all strangled and that their decomposing bodies could have been at the home for weeks, months, perhaps even years. A big third quarter for Ford Motor Company. The U.S. automaker reported a nearly $1 billion profit for the third quarter of this year. The company said it was helped by an increase in sales caused by the Cash for Clunkers program. Ford was the only major U.S. automaker not to file for federal bankruptcy protection this year. The New York Yankees are just a win away from winning the World Series. The Yankees scored three runs in the top of the ninth inning to beat the Philadelphia Phillies 7-4 in Sunday night's game. The Yankees lead the best of seven series, 3-1, game 5 tonight in Philadelphia. A.J. Burnett takes the mound for the Yankees, and the Phillies go with Cliff Lee. Those are the headlines. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.